Blog Talk Radio.
Cain, seed, roll. Good evening, morning or afternoon, depending on when you listen to this Cain, seed, radio segment. Congratulations, students, youth, young adults, on joining us on another Teen Scene Radio event. Visit us online at facebook.com/ Teen Scene Radio and or email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. Whoa, boy, we're in for a treat this evening. All right, listen. I got some incredible content. I'm gonna get directly into the show here. However, congratulations again on all my back to school students. Look, let's stay in school. Okay, for us, those who are transferring or graduating in the very near future, congratulations in advance. A+. All right. We're going to start here with, I got some, this segment of the show is specifically designed for educating teens about why we don't smoke, drink alcohol, use drugs, or eat meat, okay? Whoa! I do realize some people have been raised eating certain things. However, this is just a suggestion. I'm going to tell you why. So we're going to get right into the show since there's only since we only have a few minutes to get this done. Okay? So, all right. I'm going to start with wine. Since some of us own some wine companies around here, huh? The responsibility you have when you start opening up wine companies, by the way. Instead of wine companies, we're doing sparkling water companies now and sparkling fruit juices for the kids and the teens and the young adults. Because, for example, at Club Campusland events, we have sparkling juice, sparkling water, sparkling smoothies, fruit smoothies for health. We practice good health. We have clean fun, okay? Now, wine companies. What about grapes that were squished when ripe? A wine manufacturer said, because they look, some of us have been convinced that it's a good thing, wine. Bad church teaching people about wine and fish. You're not supposed to be eating fish either. No Jesus juice, Michael. Okay. What about grapes that were squished when ripe, when they were ripe, and it turned to juice, and then for wine? People thought they were doing a good thing. Okay, I'm friends with a wine company manufacturer, at least, you know. I've convinced myself that we're friends, you know. I think somewhere along the way I may have met me once or twice. I suppose the grape juice wasn't harmful, necessarily, per se, even though grapes probably want you to eat them naturally. Okay, the grape juice isn't as harmful as the alcohol content. Grapes complaining about getting squished, that wasn't bad enough, okay? Question, would most people consume straight alcohol? Would you consume straight alcohol? People have no idea what the answer is no. Okay, let me ask you another question. Would you consume gasoline? Okay, well then no. No! Okay, I'm going to get that to a minute. Also, tell me, what repaired or regenerative seek and sustain function does alcohol manage? We're talking about the fact that we want to consume foods and products that seek and sustain living experience. That's in your body, seek to sustain your living experience. Okay, what does alcohol seek in your body, and what does it do? I'm going to tell you. What elements are in alcohol and tell me the truth? What's in alcohol? What function do they have in the body, and do they create positive or negative energy? Okay. Such as in wine. Okay, in wine. They have something called hydroxyl. Okay, and we're saying it's a stimulant. That's what it is, a facilitator. Hydroxyl. The functional group is an alcohol molecule. The molecule is said to stand for carbon substituents, or hydrogen atoms. Hydrogen is not a bad thing. Hydrogen is good. The key word, substituents, a substitute. Question, do we really, in chemical balances in the brain, okay, want anybody introducing a substance to natural chemicals secreted in the brain functionality? Okay? Do we want a substitute to the natural chemicals secreted in our brain? Now, chemical balances in the brain are natural. Any substitute, which is what's going on here, if we have molecules, substituents. Substitute. I don't want you providing a substitute for my brain functionality and the chemicals that are naturally secreted in the brain. The neuron and the neural functionality is necessary to continue growing positive. Anybody said that they were, you're lost. Your ignorance is not permitted here. Allow this intelligence into your mind. Okay? All right, so will most people drink straight gasoline? Okay, what's gasoline made of? Also, the ball stick and the hydroxyl molecule, when you're looking at the model of the molecule, is red. Red usually is used for danger, telling you to stop, etc. Even in elements, okay? It means the same thing in elements. It's an irritant, intentionally, okay? Now, look, you guys see neurotoxicity in this, okay? Now, when you're talking about an element that contains a product that is toxic, okay, and we're going to get to that, neurotoxicity, okay, and we're not just talking about the hydroxyl here, are we? Huh? Alcohol. How much alcohol is in wine? Huh? The higher the proof, the greater the danger. Alcohol. However, wine beverages legally in the U.S., they say 11.5 to 13.5% ABV, which stands for alcohol beverage volume. So you got a bottle of juice here that has intentionally been mixed with alcohol, okay, which is a neurotoxin. Neurotoxicity is toxicity in the nervous system. It occurs when exposure to natural or artificial toxic substances, which are called neurotoxins, alters the normal activity of the nervous system in such a way as to cause damage to nervous tissue. That's what neurotoxins do. This can eventually disrupt or kill neurons. Huh? Is that what you want? You want us drinking a beverage that has been mixed with a neurotoxin? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You want a drink or stinky drinking the good stuff. Out of 100% of that drink, 11 or 13.5% is poison. Intentionally. A neurotoxin. Not every wine. Every single wine contains alcohol. This is alcohol. Alcohol and the hydroxyl is a neurotoxin. Now, let's keep going. Okay. So this kills neurons in the brain. The neurons are necessary. And I want you to go to Google. I want you to Google neurons. And you tell me what a neuron is. The key cells that transmit and process signals in the brain and other parts of the nervous system. In order for you to keep living, you need the nervous system and the neurons that transmit and process signals in the brain and other parts of the nervous system. Now, if this neurotoxin called alcohol that includes the alcohol includes hydroxyl and neurotoxins that kill neurons, are you telling me that this is okay? This isn't okay. How long has this been going on this planet? Huh? It's not okay. Neurotoxicity can result from exposure to substances used in chemotherapy, radiation, organ transplants, as well as exposure to heavy metals, certain foods and food additives, pesticides, industrial and cleaning solvents, cosmetics, and some naturally occurring substances. Symptoms may appear immediately after exposure or delay. They may include limb weakness or numbness, loss of memory, loss of vision, and or loss of intellect, uncontrollable obsessive and or compulsive behaviors, delusions, headache, cognitive and behavioral problems, and sexual dysfunctionality. Sexual dysfunctionality. This is alcohol's job. It attacks the nervous system and it also causes baldness, in addition to like eating meat and smoking, because it affects and attacks the endocrine system. Okay, in addition to the endocrine system, the metabolism. Okay, some people have no idea what metabolism is. Metabolism is the chemical processes that occur within a living organism in order to maintain living. Once again, metabolism is the chemical processes that occur within a living organism in order to maintain living. Oh, Lordy Jesus. You mean to tell me with a disrupted indoor dysfunctional metabolism, the body stops working correctly? Okay, so this is the same thing even the endocrine system. The endocrine system is also necessary, okay? And the endocrine system actually it builds and or is produced and or created to reproduce and regenerate the human body, the endocrine system. Okay? Now, for those of you all who have no idea what the endocrine system is, I put an endocrine chart online the other day. Okay? And the endocrine system, ladies and gentlemen, teens, young adults, includes, okay, body parts such as the testes and the uterus and the ovaries. Huh? Y'all know what that is, the reproductive organs. This is part of your endocrine system. The testes, the testicles, you know, the penis, testicles, uterus, the ovaries, the pancreas, the kidneys. Now, you're telling me that alcohol doesn't, kidneys is one of the first things that fails in alcoholism. The kidney is an endocrine system organ. Okay? The pancreas and the adrenal on top of the kidney, thymus, and the parathyroid, the thyroid. The thyroid is attacked by alcohol also. They take the thyroid out when it fails. Now, if alcohol is attacking the endocrine system, then the thyroid, the pancreas, the kidneys, and the ovaries, the testes, okay, that works. One of some of the first things to go. The hypothalamus and the pituitary, as well as pineal glands in the brain. Those are endocrine system. Okay? Alcohol attacks the endocrine system as well as your metabolism, your living experience. It is a poison. Okay? By definition, alcohol intentionally includes the poison called hydroxyl. Okay? A neurotoxin. Okay. Now, if hydroxyl, some people say hydroxyl wasn't necessarily a neurotoxin. However, it's an irritant, right? Huh? Okay. Now, if hydroxyl isn't the irritant or the neurotoxin, guess what is? Huh? What is alcohol made of? Huh? The main ingredient in drinking alcohol is called ethyl. Y'all heard of ethanol, right? Gasoline? Huh? Ethanol gasoline is a volatile, flammable, colorless liquid with a slight chemical odor, and it is used as an antiseptic, a solvent, a fuel, and due to its low freezing point, the active fluid in many alcohol thermometers. Oh, snaps. Now, what they do with ethanol and some of the other type of gases, when they add some of these other type of gases, when they add Tecron, all of a sudden it's combustible for the engine. Oh, would you drink the gasoline that goes in your car? Now, some people say, this ain't the same thing. It's ethanol is a volatile, flammable, colorless liquid with a slight color odor used as an antiseptic, a solvent, and a fuel. What is fuel? Fuel is gasoline. Huh? Gasoline with a little hydroxyl. Huh? A stimulant, which is really an irritant, and so on and so forth. Now, I never claimed that I was an alcohol professional. I don't drink alcohol. I drink water and juice. However, ethyl is the most common drinking alcohol produced by the fermentation of sugars by yeast. Now, tell me, ladies, what's one number one thing you don't want in your vagina? Yeast! TC Radio family. Lady, what's the number one thing you don't want in your vagina? Yeast! We do not need yeast infections. Tell me, if you're going to make it, you do not want, even a dog, you don't want no type of yeast. So if ethyl, the most common drinking alcohol, which is a neurotoxin that destroys your reproductive organs, by definition, this is not a hoax or a game. The alcohol is a poison. It's a psychoactive drug, a neurotoxin. Anything that says toxic is not good. And the word neuro means brain, the neuron, a neuron toxin that attacks neurons until they're dead. Okay? It is a psychoactive drug, ethyl, psychoactive drug, and one of the oldest recreational drugs. It can cause alcohol intoxication, which when consumed in sufficient quality. Now, when it's consumed in sufficient quality, whenever your brain is intoxicated, it is completely saturated with a toxin. Lordy Jesus, young adults, hear me. This is why we stay away from alcohol. Alcohol is a poison intentionally created for destroying the brain. Anybody that tells you anything different, I was on one of my other shows the other day explaining why Hennessy had the arm and the axe from their crest. Now, Family Crest, those are all designed for protecting families. Families protect themselves with their crest. I want you to look at some of these symbols or some of these alcohols. Okay? Now, when you're drinking alcohol, even wine, wine is 11.5% to 13.5% gasoline, solvent, fuel, neurotoxic. Okay? 13.5% toxicity in the nervous system. Poison. Okay. With all due respect to alcohol companies, I love everybody. This is what they teach in school. I'm not teaching anything different. This is what they should teach you, which is why we say do not drink alcohol for any reason, not even as a recreational drug. There is no drug that's recreation that's safe. And it takes some of us many years to learn this. I do not promote poison to anyone, okay? A psychoactive drug, a psychopharmaceutical or psychotropic, is a chemical substance that changes brain function and results in alterations in perception, mood, or consciousness. Let me tell you something. Me personally, I don't want any type of psychoactive drug working in my brain. I don't want you in my brain changing anything. Huh? If you're deliberately putting flammable solvent of fuel so strong that it begins altering perception, mood, and consciousness intentionally, I don't want it. I don't want your alcohol. No alcohol anywhere. Oh. Do you want somebody messing with your psyche and changing your natural perception? I didn't think so. Because people who have their natural perception changed become unstable. You don't see anybody who didn't have their natural perception, even if it's your parents in the other room coming in there looking strange, your friends, cousins, brothers, people in the streets. Protect yourself from someone who's drinking alcohol because they're not in their right mind. With all due respect, anybody, doesn't matter how much money you have, let's put the alcohol down. It is a poison that is altering your perception with the neurotoxins that is attacking your neurons. Really, really, oh, Lord Jesus. Y'all, follow me now. The higher the proof, like I said, the greater danger. And wine, people think wine is safe. Well, it's just wine. Look, it's just Bonnie J. It's just a little cooler. It's just a cooler. It tastes awesome. You know, the bottles look all cute. It tastes sweet. Dude, I allow your kids into the kitchen sipping on coolers. Because that 11.5 to 13.5% of neurotoxic poison is killing people, even if it's little by little. You have no idea what you could have done with those neurons or what you will do with those neurons. You could have been levitating by now. Anybody ever seen 80 proof? Or 151 proof, you know, your people getting 10 fat on me. You can do 151 proof. Hey, man, I got that 200 proof. Your people really like to pot. 80 proof is 40% alcohol. Now, in wine, 11.5 to 13.5% is the legal volume that you can get away with. Companies can't produce legally in certain parts of the world, in the U.S., certain parts. The numbers may vary in other parts. However, in the U.S. even, 80 proof is 40% alcohol. So when you drink an 80 proof, at the club, let me tell you something. There's a whole bunch of people at the club whose brains are $5, $10 for a drink that's going to destroy your neurons, neurotoxicity, saturate your mind so extensively that you will never, ever be the same. You will never think like you should if you drink too much. Some of us have just learned that. 151% proof is 95% alcohol. So when you drink a 151 proof drink, you have drank 95% ethanol fuel gasoline consumed that smells good because it got a little bit of perfume and a little sweet tasting. Look at how they taste. Put a little bit more Midori sour in there. That little green makes it look cute. You can light a match. 200 proof is 100% alcohol. 100% poison. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, but there ain't no grape juice in there, no juice. It's 100% gasoline. Fuel. And we're at liberty to provide this information, by the way, at TNC Radio, to our youth. So this is just a public service announcement by the International U.S. Operations, by the way, providing information on alcohol, tobacco, and meat. So we're going to get done really quick. Ferris Wheel, I love you. A question. Somebody asked me a question. Are police paid to protect you or the secondary organizations that pay them? such as meat manufacturers, alcohol and tobacco organizations, so on and so forth, which is why we have organizations such as the ATF, et cetera. Is that why they called police the pigs? Because the swine organizations would pay the police for protection. Swine organizations paying police to protect them so they can slaughter animals. I probably wouldn't want an organization that slaughters animals intentionally when they don't have to. Okay? What are you doing later on? Using that same slaughterhouse current when you try slaughtering human beings? By the way, we don't want any kuru around here for cannibalism. You know, kuru, I'm going to talk about that later, is a disease that attacks the brain. It's unrecoverable, by the way. Neurotic disease. You start going loony. Just like you shouldn't smoke medical marijuana if you are not sick in the first place. No one should. Taking medication that you do not need, that isn't that illegal as well? Yes! Prescription drug misuse, abuse, and doctors can get in trouble also prescribing drugs such as marijuana where and when it is not medically needed. Writing prescriptions that patients don't need? Yes. That is illegal. Let's see. I have a reference here that I like to see. Yeah, we're gonna go on a little bit more here in the show. Okay, we're gonna get to that later. I had some references I wanted to give you from about drugs. However, we're gonna get to that a little bit later. Another thing: anybody ever look at a cervix? Does a cervix look like donuts? Ever look at the picture? Yeah. So cigarettes contain carcinogens. What is a carcinogen? Some people, a carcinogen is any substance, radionuclide or radiation that is an agent directly involved in causing cancer. This may be due to the ability to damage the genome or to the disruption of cellular metabolic process. That's what a carcinogen is. A product, any substance that is designed with a specific goal in damaging your cellular metabolic process. And the metabolism is the chemical processes that occur within a living organism in order to retain. So if you need your metabolism in order to keep living, and cigarettes maintain and/or include carcinogens that and/or neurotoxins that are extensively designed specifically for damaging the metabolism. Tell me what it is. Are you telling me that's something that you want? Cigarettes are not a product that you want in your system. Okay. I just want everybody to understand that. Okay? Now we got that out the way. Okay? For people who need to understand this. The word metabolism can also refer to the sum of all chemical reactions that occur in living organisms, including digestion and the transport of substance into and between different cells, in which case the set of reactions within the cells is called intermediary metabolism or intermediate metabolism. Tell me if I'm wrong. If you want to try to tell me I'm wrong, then bring me more information. This is what keeps the body working, metabolism. Otherwise, made specifically, this stuff is made specifically for killing the body, cigarettes and alcohol. Especially 151 proof, which is 91%, 200 proof is 100%. Poison! Cigarette, poison! Because it contains carcinogens. That's all he's going to say about cigarettes. Because it has a whole bunch of other drugs. It's like a whole bunch of other drugs and cigarettes that I'm not going to get into here. However, meat manufacturers are like alcohol and smoking products. These products are made by specific secondary organizations containing many drugs. That's what people say. These drugs have a negative effect on the body, such as antibiotics, pesticides, antiparasitics, and hormones. And people say, well, that's natural stuff for me. Is it natural, though, for your body? Antibiotics such as chloramphenicol, for example. Anybody ever heard of Dilantin? I'm not saying that's in me. Dilantin is a hallucinogen, isn't it? Okay, well, let's get back to this. Antiseptics such as chloramphenicol, for example, can have side effects such as bone marrow suspension or suppression, nausea, and diarrhea. The bone marrow suppression may result in death. How serious some of the antibiotics. Now, see, this came off of a banned list. However, whether or not it's been banned is questionable. Does anybody have any idea what the effects of eating meat and dead flesh are, cooked flesh? Now, this is something they don't talk about. Now, they'll tell you what the effect of stepping out in front of a moving car is. They'll tell you the effect of drinking bleach. You shouldn't drink bleach, by the way. Do not drink bleach. Drink water. However, they'll tell you the effects of misusing firearms. Why wouldn't someone tell you what the effect is of eating dead flesh? My Lord. My living Lord, tell me what it is. Well, let me give you an example. Okay? For example, what I said earlier, has anybody ever heard of Kuru? K-U-R-U. Look it up on Google. Okay? A neuro disorder, a neuro disorder that can't really fix, by the way, and we'll get into that later on another show. However, incurable neurological disorder, Kuru, that's what it is, and more severe side effects. Beyond the fact that anything that has already been reduced to such dysfunctional state in living is not able to assist in any living creature physically in improving living circumstances. If it's already in such a dysfunctional state, it cannot improve your living experience. Now, they say there's hydrogen, protein, stuff in the meat. Meat has no nutritional value whatsoever, especially after they start adding the antibiotics and the pesticides. There's no living nutritional value in meat whatsoever. Tell me what it is we're eating meat for, some of us. I don't eat meat at all. I'm fully vegetarian, by the way. By the way, this is a public service announcement by the International U.S. Operations U.S. Reporting Agency. The information we must provide the youth. Okay? Educational information by the Universal School of the Arts International University. Also. Only the living, such as females, breastfeeding, and reproducing, may regenerate and extend living experiences in humans. Yes, there are some extreme exceptions produced in most societies by technology. Then there's higher degrees and exposed and or expressed dimensional power within creation. However, these exemptions do not include meat consumption. Only the living, such as females, breastfeeding, and reproducing, may regenerate or extend the living experiences. Think about it. Breast milk, ladies and gentlemen. Find you some breast at work and partake natural, healthy, sweet breast milk. Consuming meat causes a breakdown in the uterus, fallopian tubes, and ovaries as well. Okay? It helps break down the endocrine system with the alcohol, as we discussed earlier, causing what appears to have been early period in ladies. When the vagina starts bleeding, the uterine damage and or trauma from has already occurred. In addition to non-used consumables that attack the uterus, ovaries, and fallopian tubes from within, such as meat, alcohol, smoking, and other dangerous consumables made especially for attacking, reproducing, and endocrine systems from within, cause reproductive failure. You must consume consumables that promote internal repair, immunity building, etc., such as breast milk, and get some good sunlight, hydrogen from the sunlight. Don't smoke after having a baby, also during as well, or even before if you can help it. Some of us are just learning this. Before, like I said, if you can help it. This is when you're forming breast milk and brain cells for the child. You need to have a healthy body as well. Benefit from this opportunity to become a creator and plan your future. When you're building your house, where you're building your house, not just your spiritual house, your physical house, where you plan on traveling to, what type of future you're going to have for your child, what family your child will mate with, and what programs such as the Royal Court and other programs we've talked about your children will participate in, okay? Vaginal secretion snail trail. That means your vagina is ready to reproduce. It's also self-cleaning. Before girls ever have a period, snail trail is a secretion from the vagina that tell the male that it's ready to receive male sperm. Before period ever happens, ladies female secrete. A young female will tell you when her vagina, a young female who begins secreting is ready to reproduce and can reproduce before damage to the uterus has occurred. Also, do not push your uterus back up into your pelvic area. The original uterus of a baby sits right at the opening of the vagina. Most of the vaginal charts that we see today depict uteruses that are already pushed far enough back up into the vagina that it causes bleeding and requires tampons. That is unnecessary if you refrain from pushing your uterus back into your pelvic area. If any secondary organizational networks gain access to your mental frequency utilizing subliminal suggestions that make you think you want products such as smoking, alcohol, and or meat for any reason, seek a stronger primary experience. For those whom have been exposed to smoking, alcohol, and even those whom have been forced into eating meat or using secondary products previously, protect yourselves by telling people for health reasons, I no longer do that. Doctor's orders, no matter what age you are. Generally, these products are utilized for generating, building, and or primary citizens from seeing a meticulously manufactured harmful intention while attempting the manifestation in the physical dimensions. They also use these products for attacking virgin female genitals and reproductive organs that could cause unnecessary and avoidable vaginal bleeding, mistaken and or unjustly accepted within this society as the period, while destroying endocrine and metabolic systems, as explained earlier. These can also attack endocrine systems, intentionally destroying the lungs and kidneys, both male and female endocrine parts. Don't partake in these secondary products, foods, and or networks for any reason, youth. For those us who have been paid with intention on marketing secondary products such as these to other primary, innocent, and or unsuspecting persons, do not use subliminal suggestions in the future at any degree, any longer in our communities. Thank you. In the future, these organizations do not exist because there is only primary organizations in the future, like Binary. Currently, we are reprogramming the primary systems for eternal living in the celestial sense. It's not like this forever, ladies and gentlemen. The day where there is only primary functionality with advanced control mechanisms that only feel good while making corrections in police and even military operations is coming soon. Now, family, watch your living experiences blossom. Reproduction. Don't push your baby's butts or hymens in the female into the pelvic area. If you can put your finger in a baby's vagina, there's a problem. In babies, the cervix should sit at the vaginal opening without flaw. Is that right? Tell me, y'all. Because some medical professionals call themselves making sure there's no obstruction in the anus or the vagina with medical tools and fingers all pushed up in the vagina or the butt aren't telling you something, are they? Huh? Do they think this is an do you think there's an organizational criminal, sick, and or even secondary organizational people and or persons, a group who call themselves professionals, practice rituals that don't have most people's best interests in mind for a living? The children are asking. I'm curious. I never thought about it. In many of me, what do y'all think? Y'all tell me. I like to think I can trust doctors and nurses when they tell me something. I do realize some can't even graduate with a PhD or finish nursing school with mental challenges, hidden criminal intentions, smokers, alcoholics that may not even have any control of their own thought processes. And it has been proven that we must question even professionals as to whether or not they are correct. We're almost done here. The police and military is also. Even the penal code was a generalized code that was not designed and or created for all people. The penal code, like many other codes, was created to protect a group, okay? And everybody in the group protected was supposed to abide in these codes. It's a generalized group. If you are not in that group under societal order, however, you are not supposed to have been held and or regulated by that order by playing a game, basketball. If you're not a player in that game, you can't tell a hockey player that he has to listen to the basketball code. You for sure can't tell a fan in the audience that he has to sit on the sidelines for not playing correctly. The federal system cannot regulate justly orders in degrees higher than their own order could possibly ever regulate. It's not possible. The federal system was designed to regulate, let's say, the first to third degrees in social orders, then what about the degrees above? The sovereign international orders, like International U.S. Operations, your supporting agency, were commissioned globally to begin regulating higher degrees. Now, back to our program. Listen, y'all in L.A., Arizona, Vegas, Houston, around the globe, contact me about a private party. For the Campus Land Cuties. Before we do that, parents who need help stopping sexual assault, siblings masturbating, their younger siblings isn't okay. Stay